Shalom to all. Today's obviously Shalom Shalom Daf Mem Zayin. We are talking about the eighth line of the two dots with the quote from the Mishnah Lumasim Betzafin Vechulu, and we also stuff it's all the way at the end of Chav Vav Amar Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarbas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And Mishnah was listing all the gates on the Tzafin, the northern or the right side of the Beis Hamikdash. One of them was called Shar Yechanya, and here we describe this a little bit more. The Gemara tells us Ad Moitzah B'Shal Shal Nuchanetzar Lekan. Finally, when Nuchanetzar went up to here, referring to coming to Eretz Yisrael, Bavi Yoshev Loi B'Difni Shal Antuchia, he came and placed himself on the outside of Antuchia, the Yotza Sanhedrin Gedolah across it. Sanhedrin Gedolah went out to meet him. Amrloi, they told him, he gives man a bias as Eli Chariv. Is it time for the Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed? So Amrloi, he told them, no. Oisa Shemlachti Oisa Alechem, the one that I appointed as a king over you, referring to Yechanya, to Nuhuli, give him to me. Vani Hayechli, and I'm going to leave. So Bava Amrloi, Yachin Melch Yehuda, they came and told Yachin Melch Yehuda, Nuchanetzer Baylecha, Nuchanetzer wants you. And Kim Shishama Mehenkach, when he heard this from them, not Maftecha Shal Beis Hamikdash, he took the keys to the Beis Hamikdash. All the Gag Shal Hechal, he went to the roof of the Hechal. Amrlofanov, he said, Ribbono Shel Olam. In the past, we are trustworthy to you, and your keys were given to us. Now that we're not trusted anymore, your keys are given to you. And there's machlekes amarin. Chad number one says Zarkon that he threw them up to Shemayim, and they haven't come down yet. The other one says that it was seen a form of a hand came out and took them from him, and then he went through this gate that we call Shar Yechanya. Now, once all the chashuvim of Yehuda saw this, all the Rosh Gagasein, they went to the top of their roofs, v'naflu umes, when they fell down and they died. And Adar d'chsev, that's what says in the Pasuk, Masagei Chizayon, a Nevu in the Valley of Chizayon, Malcha Eifai Ki Alisa Kulach L'gagos, what has happened to you that you've all went to the top of your roofs, to Shuois Malaya Ir Haimia V'goymer, and the Pasuk continues, how the city is full of victims and casualties, but not because of war or sword that they were killed, but rather they took their own lives by jumping off the roofs. And we'll go on to Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah continues describing what we had said in the first Mishnah of the Perek, that there was 13 tables in the Beis HaMikdash. What's that referring to? So the Mishnah tells us, Shleish Asr Shulchanos Hayu HaMikdash, there were 13 tables in the Beis HaMikdash. Shmoneh Shel Shayish Beis HaMitbachayim, there were 8 made out of marble that were in the Beis HaMitbachayim. We know that in Mandar Hebrew, the word mitbach means a kitchen, and there was a Beis HaMitbachayim in the Beis HaMikdash. On the Tzafah, in the right-hand side of the Azara, Shalein Medichas HaKravayim, that's where they would wash the insides of the Karbanis out. And Shnayim B'mayrev HaKavesh, 2 towards the west of the ramp. You're standing by the ramp in the Zbach, so west is towards your left, closer to the Ulam and the Heichal. So there are 2 tables to the west of the Kevesh, Echot Shal Shayish, 1 made of marble, Echot Shal Kesef, 1 of silver, Al Shal Shayish, on the marble one, Nisan Sevarim, that's where they'd put the Evarim, the limbs of the Karbanis, and Val Shal Kesef, on the silver one, Klei Shares, that's where all the Kalim were. And Mishnayim Ulam Mibifnim, El Pesach HaBayis, there were 2 in the Ulam, inside, by the entrance of the Bayis, which over here means the room of the Ulam and the Hechel, Echot Shal Shayish, Echot Shal Zahav, 1 of marble and 1 of gold, Al Shal Shayish, on the marble one, Nisan Lechem Apanim Bekinisasai, that's where they put the Lechem Apanim when it was being brought into the Hechel to be placed on the main shulchan. They first put it on the marble one, and Val Shal Zahav Beitziyasai, when they were bringing the old Lechem Apanim out at the end of the week on Shabbos, they would put it on a gold one when it was coming out. And the reason why it was in this order, Mem Zayin Beis on top, Shemalan B'Kadosh V'Lo Meridin, we go up in Kedusha, not down. So it's first put on marble, then it's put on gold. That's going upwards. Shal Zahav Mifnim, there was another golden table inside Shal Lechem Apanim Tamid. That's where Lechem Apanim always was. That's what we know as the shulchan, and that's counted as one of the 13 shulchanos that was in the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara now tells us Tanu Yiv Abraisa Al Shal Kesef, that the Evarim were put on a silver table, not on a marble one. Rabbi Yossi says B'Shem Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak and Rav Chananya Mati Ba Mishmei Rav Yechanan, he was inclined to say in the name of Rav Yechanan less Kan Shal Kesef. That is an improper girsa. We do not have the girsa that there was a silver table for the Evarim. Why? Because it heats up that which is placed on it, and that's going to cause the Evarim to go bad. So we don't have a silver table for it. Ask the Gemara like in Tanu, don't we have a brass that says Ze'echom and Nisim Shnasu Beis Hamikdash? The following was one of the Nisim that was in the Beis Hamikdash. Shekashem Shahayu Menichem Oisai Chaim, just like they put the lechem upon him down on the shulchan when it was warm. Kachayim Mitzino Oisai Chaim. So too, when they took it off a week later, it was still warm. Shemar the pasuk says Losam Lechem Chaim B'Yemi Lachay, and by that same token, warm bread sitting there the entire week did not mold. So we see that in Beis Hamikdash things didn't go bad. So why can't this girsa be proper? There was a silver table for the Evarim, and they're not going to go bad. And Rav Shmuel Levi Amar answers Ain Maskir Masan Nisim. We can't mention, which means we can't bring a raya from an ace, and we can't be Soimech al an ace. You're right. Maybe there was an ace that things didn't go bad, but we can't rely on that, and we have to do our best. Mimela, there was a marble table for the Evarim and not a silver one. And Bain Kumir of Illa, that's from Rabbi Illa, Loi Hayusham Lechem, Maul Anichay L'Shabbos Haba. Let's say there was no Lechem for whatever reason. Maybe there was a shortage, maybe there was a problem with the supply chain, and there was absolutely no Lechem upon him to replace the old ones with. Do we just leave the old ones there for the next Shabbos? Or no? On one hand, maybe we should just have Lechem there. On the other hand, it's a problem of Lina. Once we have to take the Lechem off on Shabbos, if it stays past that Shabbos, so it becomes pasul, and it means there's going to be pasul bread on the shulchan. So Melanie told him, Yosef, the pasuk says, "V'nasata al shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid," which means there always has to be lechem panim on the shulchan, lechem panim, afilu pasul, even if it's pasul, it has to be there, and we have to leave it there until we can get new lechem panim. And the Gemara continues, "Asar shulchanos asar Shlomo. Shlomo Melech made 10 shulchanos, even though there was really only one shulchan inside the heichal, which the lechem panim was placed on. Shlomo Melech made another 10. It says in the pasuk, "V'yas shulchanos asara," he made 10 shulchanos, "V'yanach beheichal chamisha mimin chamisha mismol," and he placed them in the heichal, 5 on the right and 5 on the left. Now the question is, what does that mean, 5 on the right and 5 on the left? In Tamar, if you want to say chamisha b'darim chamisha b'tzafayin, the 5 were in the south of the heichal, 5 were in the north. The south is the left and the north is the right. Well, that's a problem, because v'aloi ein ha-shulchan kasher el b'tzafayin, the shulchan is only kasher if it's in the north, which is the right. Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'ashulchan titen atzal atzafayin, the shulchan shall be placed on the right side. So ma tam b'darim chamisha b'mimin chamisha b'smol, what does the pasuk mean? The Shlomo Melech placed 5 on the right and 5 on the left. Ela must be chamisha b'mimin shulchan shel Moshe v'chamisha b'smolai, that he placed 5 towards the right of the table of Moshe and towards the left of the table of Moshe, but they were all on the northern side. Now, afal pikein, even so, loyhay masader ela shel Moshe b'avad, they only would arrange lechem upon him on Moshe Rabbeinu's shulchan, the original one. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'esa shulchan asher olav lechem upon him. However, b'yis Rabbi Yehuda, where he says, al kulam hayim masader, all the shulchanos were used. They didn't make 11 sets of lechem upon him every week. It just means that one week they put on this shulchan, and a different week they put on that shulchan. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'esa shulchanos v'aleim lechem upon him, and the shulchanos, plural, and on them lechem upon him. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss where these shulchanos were. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.